Off the Ball Breakfast.
I have not seen a minute of this tournament.
That's what the cool kids say these days.
Genuinely
haven't. Everyone's saying that. I haven't seen a second of it.
It's not a thing. It hasn't even...
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll get the latest from the Women's European Championships as world champion Spain make a statement win. We'll hear from Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca as his side take on Brazilian giants Fluminense at the Club World Cup semi-final. And could Leo Messi be on his way out of the United States? But first today, and Alexia Putellas scored twice and assisted two more goals as Spain underlined their credentials as Euro 2025 favourites with a convincing 6-2 victory over Belgium at the Stockhorn Arena. Their progression to the knockout stages was confirmed later on Monday when Portugal and Italy drew 1-1. That result also eliminated Belgium. Today's games sees Group C take centre stage as Germany take on Denmark from 5 in Basel. At 8 o'clock, Poland play Sweden in Lucerne. Germany and Sweden can both book their places in the next round with draws. England, meanwhile, are looking to bounce back from Saturday's defeat to France in their opener. The holders are on the brink of elimination and will need at least a draw if they are to have any hope of qualifying going into the final game with Wales. Midfielder Georgia Stanway says they're desperate to turn their European Championship title defence around.
We want to just make actions. We want to stop talking, hence why I didn't want to do the press conference today, because I'm fed up of talking now. It's time that we focus and we want to put things on the grass. We want to make sure that we put things right on the pitch.
Celtic are in Cork tonight as they take on Cork City in a pre-season friendly in Páirc Chaoimh. City are in a bad run of form, registering just one win in their last 13 games and are bottom of the Air Tracy Premier Division. Scottish champions Celtic are at the beginning of their pre-season. They played fellow Glasgow side Queen's Park last Saturday and were 1-0 winners thanks to a goal from Sligo's Johnny Kenny. Brendan Rodgers' side will play Sporting, Newcastle and Ajax in friendlies before they begin their defence of their Scottish title at home to St Mirren on August 3rd. With many still coming to terms with the death of Diogo Jota and Andre Silva last week, Celtic boss Rodgers, speaking to Red FM's Rory O'Hagan, paid tribute to Jota and Liverpool.
Yeah, it's so hard to put into words. I think we all felt it. I was in total shock when I got told, because we had I had a meeting that morning which took me right up until going out onto the pitch, and then when I went onto the field, some of my staff had said what had happened. And just, I think that there's a feeling, isn't there, when you're a father and his story, and having played against him, knowing what an amazing player he was, and you see the outpouring of emotion for him. It's just so tragic and so sad. But Liverpool's an amazing club. They will celebrate his life. He'll never certainly be forgotten there, and his family will never be forgotten there either. So just so sad. And now we obviously pay our respects to his family.
Kickoff at the park is at 6 o'clock. European football begins in earnest tonight as the first leg of the first qualifying round of the Champions League gets underway this evening. Welsh side the New Saints take on KF Skhendija of North Macedonia in Wales tonight, a match that will be refereed by Irish referee Rob Hennessy. In the UEFA Europa Conference League, Shamrock Rovers will be keeping a keen eye on the tie between Gibraltarian side St Joseph's and Belfast club Cliftonville. The winner of that tie will play Rovers in the next round. Tomorrow, Shelburne take on Linfield in the first leg of their Champions League clash, whilst on Thursday, St Patrick's Athletic begin their European odyssey when they play Hegelmann of Lithuania. And we'll have build-up to those games across Off the Ball Breakfast and on the football show, plus across all our social channels. Republic of Ireland international Aaron Connolly has signed a 2-year deal at League One side Leighton Orient. The Galway native departed fellow London outfit Millwall following a short-term spell at the conclusion of the Championship season in May. But the 25-year-old will now drop down a level to the English third tier for next season, with Orient having missed out on promotion to the Championship via the playoffs at the end of the previous campaign. Chelsea take on Fluminense at the first of the Club World Cup semi-finals tonight. Enzo Maresca's side has been boosted by the signing of João Pedro, plus Nicholas Jackson will be fit for tonight's clash in New Jersey. Fluminense will be led by former Chelsea centre-half 40-year-old Thiago Silva, whilst 44-year-old Fabio will keep goal for the team from Rio de Janeiro, whilst one-time wonder kid Paulo Henrique Ganso could appear off the bench. The game will kick off at 3 o'clock local time, as did the previous clash at the MetLife Stadium between Borussia Dortmund and Real Madrid, and Chelsea boss Maresca says that his side will have to adapt to the roasting hot conditions.
I watched the game, but I watched the game from television, and it was fantastic temperature, you know, in the hotel. I don't think it's just tomorrow game. I think we already played us like different teams in this tournament with different condition, but at this stage, you know, we have the game is 3 o'clock, and we're gonna try to adapt.
Nani Madueke could yet play a part despite being heavily linked with a move to Arsenal. Maresca believes that Madueke is focused on the task at hand.
Personally, I think the same noise were before Palmeiras game, but you see, we give him half an hour and it was very good. So I don't have any doubt that if we need Noni, he's going to help us. At the same moment, I can understand that as a human being, when there are many noise around you, it's not easy to deal with that. But hopefully he can deal with that.
Kickoff at the MetLife Stadium is at 8 o'clock Irish time this evening. Jack Grealish is now attracting serious interest from Tottenham, Newcastle and Napoli after Manchester City slapped a cut price £40 million yellow sticker on a player who cost them 2.5 times that 3 years ago. The Sun reports that Grealish's £300,000 weekly wage could prove a sticking point, but the interest in him is real, nor is a move back to Aston Villa ruled out. Hugo Ekitike looks like he has been closing in on a Premier League move all summer, and Liverpool's interest in the Eintracht Frankfurt forward, who has been strongly linked with Manchester United, is now being talked up. The English champions are reported to have been in dialogue with Eintracht Frankfurt since April, but have already splurged heavily on attackers in this window. A deal for Crystal Palace's Marek Guehi may be likelier, but Liverpool will have to duke it out with Newcastle, who are still confident of winning the race for the defender.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you're one bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
Ah, that's putting it too strong.
That's why,
together.
Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed
in Paris.
It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
He puts his hands to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months at Man United. He thinks he scores and he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
Yeah. I was harsh on Maguire. And I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help. Because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.
Crystal Palace's Eberechi Eze is subject of increased speculation over a move away from Selhurst Park this summer. The Express are reporting a possible raid from Arsenal for their attacking midfielder, who has been heavily linked with Spurs and lightly linked with Liverpool of late, and has a £60 million release clause in his contract, which Arsenal plan to circumnavigate by paying in 3 instalments. Tierno Barry is travelling to Merseyside as Everton look to complete a move for the Villarreal striker. The 22-year-old has been on holiday in Miami after his participation in the under-21 European Championship at France, but now has been given permission to travel to England to undergo a medical. The fee is expected to be an initial €32 million plus bonuses. Everton have been looking to strengthen their forward options after the departure of Dominic Calvert-Lewin on a free transfer following the expiration of his contract. Everton have also shown interest in Aston Villa midfielder John McGinn, but the Midlands club have indicated they would like to keep hold of the 30-year-old Scotland international, their captain since 2022. Newcastle United have agreed a deal with Nottingham Forest for the signing of Anthony Elanga, a deal consisting of initial £52 million fee plus bonuses. that are considered difficult to reach has been agreed and personal terms are in place on a 5-year contract. Elanga is set to undergo a medical in the next 48 hours and he is likely to link up with his new teammates by the end of the week. Leeds United are pushing to sign midfielder Sean Longstaff from Newcastle United. The newly promoted side have submitted an offer to their Premier League counterparts worth £10 million plus £2 million in add-ons, which is a third proposal for the 27-year-old. It is yet to receive a reply from Newcastle, but is close to the limit of how far Leeds will go, with other candidates on the radar if a move for Longstaff does not come to fruition. Personal terms are in place for the Englishman, who is into the final 12 months of his contract at Newcastle. Talks over a deal took place in winter 2024 and he has barely played for St James's Park Club since that point. As an academy graduate, Longstaff wants his boyhood club to be compensated rather than face losing him as a free agent next summer. Tottenham Hotspur have completed the signing of defender Kota Takai from Kawasaki Frontale on a 5-year contract running to 2030. He is the first signing under new head coach Thomas Frank. As reported by The Athletic, an agreement for the 20-year-old Japan international was reached for £5 million, 1 billion Japanese yen, which represents a record fee for a player in the J-League, the top division of Japanese football moving overseas. Christopher Nkunku is again a target for Bayern Munich. The German champions first expressed an interest in the Chelsea forward in 2024, but have failed to land a succession of targets this summer, including Florian Wirtz and Nico Williams, and are keen once again on bringing Nkunku back to Germany, where he was previously so successful with RB Leipzig. Chelsea will insist on a permanent deal for the 27-year-old. And finally, Leo Messi was back on the global stage this summer as part of the Club World Cup. But few teams around the planet needed that to be made aware of his contract situation. The 38-year-old's deal with Inter Miami, which he signed in July 2023, expires at the end of 2025, with MLS playing a February to December season, and therefore suitors can try and lure him away. There is a strong push from Saudi Arabia for Messi, with Asian Champions League winners Al Ahly pursuing the Argentina legend. However, Miami is extremely confident they are going to retain him. The Athletic reported in April that they were close to an agreement, which would see the playmaker lead his current team into their new Freedom Park Stadium in 2026. However, Miami are hopeful of announcing an extension anytime now. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back tomorrow with build-up to Shelburne's crucial Champions League tie with Linfield.